grocery store hung her head and sobbed. Not about food, but the lives that were robbed. Smoldering vengeance again out of the sky. By unknown pilots armed with hateful suicide. Ending flights with a crash shattering thousands of lives. Into buildings destroyed by the airliner's dive. Scores of years passed since our parents were crushed. When disaster like this brought the world to a hush. A president huddled with his chosen. Facing infamy one day, shaking their souls. The children faced infamy of terror more bold. December 41 led armed forces to our might. 2,500 lives lost in that terrible fight. Infamy too, striking who carried no blame. Thousands of lives lost in those horrible flames. Terror times two, sending towers to ground. How many more bled from America's wound? The president huddled with his chosen few. This war, blinding hatred seeking victims wall unto wall, but no war against hate to give protection to all. These new pages of history mark an ominous date. 9-1-1 times thousands sealed unspeakable fates. Forces unknown changed a country that day, forcing infamy's offspring to find a new way. Unlike terrors before, a willing sacrifice by a few. Unwilling and blameless were the travelers that flew. What crossed their minds as they realized their chosen few on what course of action that he should pursue, how to retaliate, but to strike against who, with his military forces ready to use. Politico screamed out to even the score, fight back with our weapons and finish this war. Blinding hatred seeking victims wall on wall, but no war against hate to give protection to all. Manhattan Isle, the nation's great beating heart, became nuclear winter as it crumbled apart. Washington's Pentagon shattered and flaming in total silence. No limits on how many lives would be touched. Unending vengeance from those hating so much. From infamy to rose new promise of war. Aimed at unseen enemies who bow to terrorize more. The president huddled with his chosen few on what course of action that he should pursue. How to retaliate, but to strike against who, with his military forces ready to use. But won't more violence strengthen the terrorists' view? So the cycle continues and the terror is renewed. When will we learn violence against them sets the fuse?